This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from FEMA Region 5 in the new media production studio designed by Audimute.com in Coldwater, Michigan. Is Twitter admins tracking you? The Pentagon is going to release some UFO findings. The next virus in big tech, what to know? And Apple Mac products to potentially get Face ID, laptops, and so forth. I want to welcome you to episode 1462 of the Geekness Central podcast for Monday, July 27th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeeknessCentral.com/GoDaddy. Support this show today at GeeknessCentral.com/insider. Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to all the new listeners of the show. Thanks for being here. Thanks for checking us out for the very first time. Make sure you get over to GeeknessCentral.com. That was the wrong screen. Make sure you get over to GeeknessCentral.com. Check out all the stuff. Get subscribed to the show while on your website. Sign up for the newsletter. It's all there. And of course, you can join our chat room at geeknews.chat. That's a Mastodon chat server, or join our Discord channel. You can also be part of our Slack group if you want to. You can contact me via email at geeknews@gmail.com or on Twitter at geeknews. Of course, you can follow me on Facebook. Just search my name, Todd Cochran. All the partner shows are linked to geeknewscentral.com. Check all those out. And of course, this show is sponsored by the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast, from our good friends at GoDaddy. And really, we want you to save money. And that's what it's really all about here, is that I give you great news, great information, great stuff to take home and talk with your friends and family members and give you points to think about. And then I give you great ways to save money. And my GoDaddy promo codes continue to serve you all well, whether it be 30% off new product purchases, whether it be a free trial, of the GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. That's a 1 month free trial. Or a $499.com, a new or transfer domains for brand new customers at GoDaddy. And if you're looking for a hosting account, this is the best deal in the space, best deal online. I've never seen a deal like this ever. It's the dollar a month economy hosting for the first year with a free domain. Again, a dollar a month economy hosting for that first year with a free domain, and a dollar a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain. So being that domain names run about $8.49 on the .com side, basically you just get $3.50 is what it costs you to have that website for a year, because it's 12 bucks, right? So if we just do some quick math, or again, $12 in a free domain, and this is a great way to get launch doing something, start that next virus-proof business, to get an online website, start a podcast, all kinds of options there. So we want you to consider GoDaddy. They're a longtime sponsor here of the podcast. We want to thank them for their ongoing long-term support. And again, you can find those promo codes, save money, geekandcentral.com/GoDaddy. So Gregory Riddle, and all your flights, ever see a UFO? We will talk about that. Yes, and we've shared that story before. And Corinda, thank you for coming online. If you're watching today on Facebook, make sure you just say hello. We definitely appreciate it when you do. All right, so what have I been up to? Well, I took some downtime. And I still worked a little bit, 2-3 hours a day, but I largely disconnected from media. I largely stayed offline. I largely stayed away from television. I did healthy stuff. I started on a campsite of all weird things and got ate up by mosquitoes. I relaxed. I took it easy. I read some books. Had no meetings, and that was lovely. Got sunburnt a couple of times, back of my neck, top of my head. For some reason, I've got this big square and where my V-necks and my shirts are and where T-shirts. I've got this, like, it looks weird when you don't want to see me when I'm shirtless, but I got this like brown spot here, and the rest of me is white. So, yeah, and it was hot, 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 hot. But I just really, it was, I needed it. And I the only reason I answered emails, I really had to, and that was really the extent of what drank beer a little early in the afternoon sometimes. Didn't drink too much beer, actually. But, yeah, just chilled out and took a break from the world. And it was beautiful. It was a beautiful thing. Lots of time to think. I get some ideas wrote down. I got a little book with me. I was writing, you know, it's amazing when you're just like doing manual labor and stuff like that. And all of a sudden just an idea comes to you and you say, well, let's talk to the team about that after I, you know, I come back to, you know, working a regular schedule. And it just, you know, even though it was largely a really not do anything type of vacation and really go nowhere, it was really just kind of this, you know, taking a break. And we've been, you know, you guys know I've been busy, really crazy, insanely busy. And back at it today, you know, 9.5 hours doing calls, meetings, and everything else. So it's just the insanity begins again. But it was just nice to, didn't come to the studio a single time. I turned the thermostat to 80, turned all the gear off in the studio. It was locked things up, didn't show up here. Very rare, again, kept my laptop closed. It was good. But anyway, coming back out of this media mitigation method that I used, I've been having lots of thoughts. And something occurred to me, and this is Todd's hypothesis. This is just something Todd's been thinking about or didn't hear about this. And maybe if someone in the news or somewhere, I don't know, maybe something subliminal. But again, I've kind of been disconnected for 10 or so days. Is the thought with all these spikes across the country, I don't continue not to trust the Chinese. I really don't. The government, that is. I don't trust the Chinese government. And, you know, the president was hurting them bad economically. He's getting some deals. And that pissed him off. So what if, and I know this is a tech show, but what if they did this on purpose and then have been, how's all these people getting sick now? How are they getting sick? We all know what to do. We know how to stay safe. How are these people getting sick? How did these baseball players get sick just today? You know, how are they getting sick? Is there someone spreading the virus? Is there some Chinese Secret Service spies that are deploying this and getting people sick? You begin to wonder just a little bit. Everyone's, oh, Americans are idiots. They can't keep it under control. They're stupid. They're not following any of the rules. But what if we have been? Could it be? Anyway, something to think about. Again, it's just a conspiracy. Todd's conspiracy. So how many more can we have? Let's have some conspiracies. Let's have some fun and have some conspiracy emails come in. If you got a conspiracy, it can be as outlandish as you want it to be. And we'll talk about it at the beginning of the show and have a little fun with it. So this is Todd's conspiracy that the Chinese government spies are here and getting us more sick. That's my conspiracy. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I don't know. I don't care. Remember, I've been largely living my normal life minus anything that I, minus what I can't do, that the government hasn't allowed me to do, like go to a bar or something like that. And I, you know, what do you say? And is it someone else getting a sick on purpose? Chemtrails. Some of you will remember that from back in the time. Are they spreading the virus via chemtrails? Anyway, so Toby, Gregory, Krinder, welcome to the show. If you're watching live, make sure you say hello. Joe checked in. Make sure you say hi in the comments. But let's get into it. And Greg asked in the beginning here of the show, and I'll move the articles around a little bit. Let me go get it here. Pentagon's UFO program will make some, I like how they use this word, some, findings on unexplained objects public. Well, you all know that I had a UFO experience when I was about 13. I've talked about this story many, many times. I leave my office. I go down US 12. I take a little shortcut road. I get to the Fremont Road. I turn right on the Fremont Road, and I get down about, quarter mile, maybe not a little bit less. There's maple trees on the left-hand side of the road. And off the side, we could see between the trees an object. And it was the traditional gasoline barrel, one of those big gasoline barrels, like 500,000-gallon barrels that are normally buried in the ground, object that was moving in the sky parallel to us, stopped, pivoted, and this was early evening, probably just about dusk, did a 90-degree pivot on its axis, not a sweeping turn, but a pivot, crossed in front. My dad was driving our old Chrysler. My mom was in the passenger seat. My sister was in the driver's passenger. I was in the right-hand back seat. I watched it come across, lost sight of it, came across on my side, and with our non-air-conditioned car with the window down, I saw it right off the right-hand side of the car, and holy crap. Did another 90-degree. And about that time, my dad decided it was time to go down the road, and he punched that 8-cylinder Chrysler 4-barrel, kicked in, set us back in the seat, and we're racing down the road, and this thing's keeping pace with us, probably 100 yards, maybe 150 off just a little bit, maybe 80, 90 feet, and all of a sudden, it went shoop, and it was gone. And it did the classic up, turn right, and move out. And that was one of those summer quiet evenings. Windows were down in the car because we didn't have air conditioner. We were poor. Not poor, but, poor. And the dad never talked about it. I came home. I shut the curtains in my bedroom. Scared the shit out of me. And my mom and I talked about it a little bit recently. So that was at 13 I saw a UFO. 12, 13, somewhere right in there. Then I was in the Navy. And me and 20 of my fellow shipmates saw something that we can never describe. All I'll describe it is an orb doing things that should not be possible in an area over a country that was tightly controlled, doing all kinds of incredibly high-speed maneuvers. And if I, let's put it this way. It wasn't from here. There's no way. No way possible. And a couple of my shipmates, we talk about it jokingly from time to time. We had tape on that. That tape disappeared. It was weird. It was an orb. And during combat operations. So it was something. And it was highly mobile, incredibly fast, incredibly small, burning a lot of energy, running super, super, super hot. And I don't know. Don't know where it went, where, how, because it was making maneuvers that you would have been jello if had you been inside whatever this was, because it was pulling G's and speeds that have no right explanation. So, yeah, I've seen a few things. Yeah, I have. So, the Pentagon's UFO program will make some findings on unexplained objects public. So, Office of Naval Intelligence may reveal some findings about a mysterious, unexplained aerial phenomenon to the public. Buried in a Senate Subcommittee on Intelligence reported by Mark Rubio on July 17th is a section on advanced aerial threats, which discusses the efforts of the Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon Task Force. Now, when you are in intelligence, you get access to stuff on a need-to-know basis. And that need to know varies. You can be written in, as they say, or read in to programs to see information that other people's with a similar security level cannot. And you have to make sure that the people that you're talking to that have the similar, we call them tickets, have the right tickets to be able to be in a group that can discuss the stuff that you have access to, and they have access to, so you can co-work together. I would have loved to have gotten a ticket on the Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon Task Force. That would be a dream ticket to have. But had I had that ticket, we could not have this conversation. But since I didn't, I can speculate all I want. So, the report suggests a task force has been established to standardize collection and reporting on unidentified aerial phenomena, the links they may have to foreign governments, and the threat they pose to the U.S. military. The Times says Pentagon officials will not discuss the program. The committee has directed the task force to prepare a report, including observed airborne objects that have not been identified within 180 days of enactment of the Intelligence Authorization Act, which governs how intelligence is reported to Congress. In April, the Pentagon released footage from three then-classified encounters with UFOs filmed by the United States Navy. The Navy has not yet provided explanations for the aerial objects, and that doesn't mean we're staring down aliens either. And so some people think those Navy videos were balloons. Now, let me tell you a little something about radar. Radar is not going to lock up a balloon. So anyway, we'll see what happens here and where this leads. But one thing's for sure. As cell phones and cameras have got more sophisticated, we sure haven't captured too much convincing stuff yet. We've captured a lot of suspect stuff that's always blurry. I mean, some would suggest that maybe that blurry video is because alien technology is not allowing the capture of clean video, but I think that's going a little far. Someone spying on us, they could care less. We're just rodents. Laura, of course, you have to listen to the show for a while. You get all the inside information. So ask Chantel about that. She'll tell you. So anyway, she was younger, man. I don't know how much she remembers. She probably been 9 or something like that about that time. But here we have all the sophisticated stuff today, and yet we haven't really got conclusive data. But again, someone that's coming to visit, if that's the case, who knows, maybe they brought Rona to us. I don't know. But, you know, if aliens are here, again, we're just rodents, if you think about it. Or these are just dumb probes that have been set on exploration missions to go visit planets that have, you know, been classified, because that's what we're going to do someday. You know, if we survive another 500 years, we're going to be sending probes to planets outside of our solar system. So, okay. But, you know, it'll take lifetimes and lifetimes and thousands of lifetimes to get to one place to another unless we can get them moving faster. But anyway, we'll see what the UFO program in the Pentagon has to say. So Robert says, I've heard the story a couple of times listening to the show. Yeah, at least I tell about once a year because someone will ask. Laura, you'll have to ask about the blue man sometime. Twitter's security woes included broad access to user accounts. So, you know, Twitter employees don't get a lot of information on our accounts. The 1,500 workers who reset our accounts, review user breaches, and respond to potential content violations to 186 million daily users, they get access to information like email, phone numbers, but it's a starting point to snoop on or even hack an account because, yes, you can see approximate location data gleaned from their devices and their IP addresses. So if you are a famous person and you're looking to, you know, find out where a celebrity may be or their email or their telephone number, you might be gaining some of that data. So employees and contractors have access to tools they need to do their jobs, but they also have a lot of access to information that, you know, allows them to spy. Well, a lot of, you know, I was talking to someone here recently and they're a bank employee. And we just having a conversation. I said, well, I wonder how often someone at a bank looks up some guy or gal's bank balance to see what their status is. And I was led to believe that it probably happens more than we think about. So, you know, I'm sure there's some sort of tracking at many banks, but imagine, you know, some individual, guy or gal, has a romantic interest in someone. They can do a little investigation just by typing in their information and looking at their balance. Or when you're in there doing a transaction, guess what? They see your balance because you're doing a bank transaction, right? So what a better way to size up a potential partner. See if they've got $5 or $5 million in their account, right? So this happens across the space in all these companies. So we all can be pretty much assured that people are just looking at data as much as anything else because people are curious and they do that kind of thing. Okay, so there's a new website I haven't seen before. Kirk found it. Good job on him, and thanks for Kirk doing the show, getting the show prep ready. It says it's from protocol.com. And the title of this article is, we're in the middle of the COVID-19 crisis. Big tech is already preparing for the next one. Please, not another one in my lifetime. Please, we've had enough. Really, we've had enough. On Monday, the Consumer Technology Association, CTA, the same people who put the CES show on, it's not the Consumer Electronics Show anymore, it's the CES show, launched the Public Health Tech Initiative, a work group that includes prominent CTA members, including Microsoft, Facebook, Philips, as well as healthcare players like CVS Health and American College of Cardiology, Northwell Health, New York's largest healthcare provider, blah, 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 and they're all working together now to talk about the lack of access to care. People are being affected because of COVID and not being able to get their checkups and stuff done that they've had to put off for months. Talk about me trying to get in a dentist. Yep, first available appointment's in October. That's, you know, my teeth aren't going to fall out of my head. but I'm definitely going to be way off track from cleaning. Just goes the same for anyone that has to go get a, you know, get checkups and so forth. But then it is also looking at ways to use technology to transfer patient data between health systems, trying to do more tracking for the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, symptom tracking, all this stuff to try to feed the big databases. Now, if you think about what we have endured and the collecting of this data and knowing as much as they can about this thing and where it's popping up, and, you know, I heard a couple of people died from COVID from burning up in a house that was a meth lab, but yeah, you know, they died from COVID. But that was a real headline, I guess, that there was an actual reported COVID death, which, for whatever reason. But anyway, we've all been cooped up and locked up, and who knows what's been going on in our communities while we were. Nothing like to have a crisis to scare people to stay in their homes. I don't think there was anything sinister going on in your towns. Did you see any weird construction or anything like that going on, or was it lockdown? Stuff happening in the middle of the night, stuff going down the roads. We'd never know, right? Because we were all locked down. Less eyes on moving traffic of what's happening. I'm not saying there's a conspiracy out there, but I'm just having a little fun with the conspiracy things that are being out there, being spread. Thought we'd have a little fun in the show as well. So anyway, we've got a bunch of tech companies getting together to collect all this data, do predictions, modeling, all that stuff that they got right and wrong during this whole thing. Moving on to a more fun topic. So you have a iMac, you have a MacBook, you have a MacBook Pro. What do you have? Do you have a Windows machine? Well, we know many iPhone and iPad models let you unlock your device with your face using Face ID. Try to use Face ID with your mask on. It doesn't work. How many of you have had to get used to punching in your password again, right? It doesn't work. My phone will not on, and it pisses me off because I'm trying to look something up. I got to punch in the password again and again. It shows you how much you've gotten used to using Face ID. So are you ready to be able to unlock your machine with your face? In other words, your iMac or your MacBook? It is potential. This may be getting an update. Mac OS Big Sur, Face ID has potentially been revealed there. So we will see if they do that. And remember, you cannot be compelled to unlock your phone with your password, but you can be compelled to unlock your phone by a police officer with your thumb or with your face. Just remember that. We've talked about that many, many times here. Not saying you're doing bad things, but if you are, remove that Face ID unlock and remove that thumbprint ability. Use your password. That way you cannot be compelled. Now, they're going to still take your phone, and they're going to try to unlock it brute force, and they're going to get a warrant, but you cannot be compelled to unlock your phone with your password. A report suggests local election officials' emails could be at risk for phishing attempts. Oh, lovely. Cybersecurity firm ArieOne found 666 of 10,000 election workers use personal email accounts. Oh, but brilliant. Brilliant. Many election officials across the United States are using email systems that could make them more susceptible to phishing attempts, according to a new report. ArieOne Security found less than 20% of the 10,000 state and local administrations had advanced anti-phishing controls in place, and about 666 of election officials relying on personal email for election-related matters. Jurisdiction in several states, including the state of Michigan, where a version of free XM, E-X-I-M software that Russia's GRU intelligence service had targeted for online attacks in 2019 is being used. Security experts told the Journal it was unlikely that weak email security would lead to vote hacking. However, since the email systems aren't connected to systems that count votes, of course. But if your machine's hacked and you run the spreadsheet for totals on it, it raises concerns that local election officials may be unprepared for possible intrusions into their email systems. GRU was accused of stealing and leaking emails from Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign in 2016 and 2018. And of course, GRU had registered web domains that appeared to spoof government web addresses for phishing purposes, et cetera, et cetera. And already this year, foreign hackers have targeted the personal email accounts of staffers working on campaigns for both the Democrat and Republican candidate. Senate-backed hackers from China tried to target staffers' email on the Biden campaign, while Iranian hackers have targeted the Trump campaign staff emails. You think? Google, which reported the attempt, said last month it had not seen evidence that those attacks were successful. You need to have double authentication going, folks. Now, speaking of election, Twitter and Facebook have become the targets in both presidential candidates, well, President Trump and presidential candidate Biden ads. Specifically, President Trump has bought hundreds of messages on Facebook to accuse its competitor of Twitter of trying to stifle his voice and influence the November election, whereas Democrat challenger Biden has spent thousands of dollars advertising on Facebook with a message of his own and does some ads on the platform. He asked supporters to sign a petition calling on Facebook to remove inaccurate statements from the Trump Facebook media pages. They're not even buying ads telling us why they're cool. Isn't that hilarious? They aren't even buying ads to say, vote for me because I'm doing this. They're buying ads trying to get social media accounts banned and social media accounts and attacks on Twitter for stifling them. That, you know, come on. Come on now. You know, that money's probably better spent doing something else, but... Oh my gosh. It's a huge departure from 2016. And if you were leading the Trump or Clinton campaign, you weren't writing letters to Facebook all day long. It wasn't so much a central campaign issue. Now it seems like it very much is. And of course, all Americans are on high alert about all these sites and they're being Oh, who's that? I forgot to silence my phone. Meanwhile, it's like everyone doesn't believe anything on social media anymore. Messages being filtered, messages being changed, even real doctors coming out and making comments or being, you know, censored. Here's in the end, believe what you must, but follow the money. Follow the money on this whole thing. We'll see what happens in the end. But follow the money. Don't let a good crisis go to waste. Oh, I don't even know what this is. Digital banking app, tech unicorn, Dave.com. What is that? I don't even know Dave.com. But they confirmed today's security breach after a hacker published the details of 7,516,000 of its users on a public forum. As a result of the breach, Waydev, one of Dave's former third-party service providers, a malicious party gained access and unauthorized access to certain user data. So, download the data. If you have anything to do with Dave.com, I'd love to have Todd.com, but I blew it and didn't buy that domain early. So, if you've had anything like that, your information has been hacked. Again, Australian government is suing Google for misleading consumers in data collection. Say it isn't so. A new lawsuit says Google didn't adequately explain a 2016 policy change. This is a second lawsuit against Google in less than a year from Australia over privacy concerns. This time alleging the tech giant misled Australian consumers in an attempt to gather information for targeted ads. You don't say. The ACC cites a 2016 change to Google's policy in which the company began collecting data about Google account holders' activity on non-Google sites. Previously, this data was collected by ad-serving technology company DoubleClick and was stored separately, not linked to users of Google accounts. But Google acquired DoubleClick in 2008, and the 2016 to change to Google policy meant that Google and DoubleClick's data and consumers were combined. Say it isn't so. So anyway, the Australians are going after Google because they didn't explain. Like, we didn't know that this was data's all being used against us. Call control. Have you heard about this? Call control cracks down on the 60 billion robocalls people get every year. My robocall, I should say this out loud because I'll start getting hammered tomorrow. Rick, 666 officials, explain to me. I don't know what that means in the chat. Call control cracks down on the 60 billion robocalls, and you pay how much is it? 1 year subscription to Call Control Premium service available for $19.99, a $10 savings off the regular price. They say this is a pretty good app. Solid 4 out of 5 stars from nearly 100,000 Apple App Store and Google Play reviews. So if you want to save some money and get this, my robocalls are down dramatically. And knock on wood, because for a while there, it was pretty bad. So the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, and I think this is the New York Metropolitan, New York, New Jersey, et cetera, has a pressing problem right now. When you search for certain train stops, is that the right word to say it? A certain metro station, you get some less than delicate sounding language among the results. And the results are quite interesting. Flirtatious beep, beep, for beep, hungry beep, beep. Yeah, that's a search result that leads to an MTA site. And Google admits they had a problem. Apparently, when people were the train stop was Ossining. Ossining. I don't even know how to pronounce that. I guess that's some borough or something. Ossining. 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 How do you get this search result from that? I'm not quite sure, but yeah, Google had some issues and they fixed the problem. But searching for that particular train stop, you got some porn results. Although when you clicked on the link, as some courageously did, it went right to the Metro Authority's website with no porn on it. So one would ask. Ford deploys Boston Dynamics Spot robot to survey a Michigan plant. The dog-like robot will help with scanning the plant ahead of a redesign. You know, you would think that Ford would have detailed designs of all of its plants. But apparently, they don't. So they're going through and rescanning the entire plant to get a survey of information to be able to work on, to help with the redesign. So we'll see what happens there. But that robot's walking around. So if you're a Ford employee and you're working in that plant, be on the lookout for Fluffy and Spot, the two weirdo robotic dogs that are going to roam the Van Dyke transmission plant in Dearborn. So don't have to worry about them catching COVID-19. You have a Garmin product? Well, Garmin confirms a ransomware attack took down their services for about 5 days. A brief statement on Monday, the company said it was hit by a cyber attack on July 23rd that encrypted some of their systems. It was one of those encryption malware, pay us money to unlock our stuff. But Garmin said it had no indication that customer data was accessed, lost, or stolen. The attack caused massive disruption to the company's online services. And tech maker previously attributed the incident to an outage, but sources feel the incident told TechCrunch that the outage was called by file encrypting malware. And their stock plummeted from 102 to 94, but it was back trading up to $100 on end of trading today. So Don't know if they paid or recovered from backups. Who knows? But they definitely had some issues. Intel is debuting a slightly slower, slightly cheaper version of its 10-core 10,900K chip. My God, I can't even. Let's go back to like some simple numbers. We don't have to keep increasing the number, but it's the 10-core 10900K chip. It's a little bit slower. It's going to cost a little bit less, about $500. And it uses the same 125 watts of power, and it's 100 megahertz slower. Okay, it's like whatever. But their 7-nanometer chips have fallen behind on schedule. Think about that. They're down to 7-nanometer. That's incredible. But for now, they're still hot and heavy on the 10-nanometer chip base that they've been on for a while. Amazon revamps its Alexa app to focus on first-party features, more personalization. So you can, in your phone, you can tap to say Alexa and ask questions. You know, right now, here in the studio today, my Google HOME device kept talking to me that it was disconnected from the internet. It was driving me crazy. I unplugged it. It's a beautiful thing when you can shut these things up. You just unplug them. I didn't need it anyway. I wasn't using it. So I unplugged it. I unplugged the Alexa device. The only thing I think plugged in right now is the Apple device. And it gets confused when I ask my phone, hey, you know who, it tries to answer instead of my phone. So maybe it's going to be on the unplug list too here shortly. But anyway, they've updated the app. The redesign offers an updated home screen with a big Alexa button out the top, informing users they can either tap or say Alexa to get started. So, how much are you guys using your smart home devices? You know what I find I'm asking SIRI more for now is the weather. Hey, what's the weather for tomorrow? It was 100% chance of rain. It rained here about 3 minutes today. So I guess it got it right. Qualcomm's Quick Charge 5 refuels phones 50% in 5 minutes, 100% in 15. So please roll this out in everything. Let us do that. Because there's very few phones that are using this. Vivo, a Chinese phone vendor, rolled it out, called the Super Flash Charge 120 watt using custom USB-C cable. But who's got these phones that have this super high-speed recharging? We're going to have to keep an eye on this. Because they say it's going to primarily benefit Android phones, but the iPhone 7 and later devices will be able to take advantage of fast but not quick charge speeds when connected to a Quick Charge 5, 4 Plus, and 4 accessory. So that's pretty good. Representative Matt Gaetz says that Mark Zuckerberg lied to Congress in 2018. Coincidentally, his claim comes just days before a high-profile antitrust hearing. And what did he lie about? Well, he said that Zuckerberg lied to Congress when he described Facebook as a politically neutral. He said that a recent report from Project for Righteous, which is a right-wing activist group known for dubious undercover investigations. I say they do undercover investigation. I don't know if it's dubious. It says that it proves the social network unfairly censors conservatives. Project for Righteous has a history of hidden camera stings that uses deceptive edited video to fuel outrage against YouTube, CNN, George Soros, and other liberal organizations. So what did they find? It doesn't say what they found. It doesn't tell us what Project Veritas, is that how you pronounce it? Veritas found. Okay. It doesn't tell us what they found. That's kind of like, why didn't you cover that in the punchline here? He lied. This group found something out. Well, what did they find out? Anybody know? Email me, geeknews@gmail.com. Heathrow Airport's going to bring in robots to fight Rona. So disinfection robots have installed at Heathrow Airport as part of a measure to help keep the passengers and staff safe. Previously used to tackle a hospital, the machines move through the airport terminals, disinfecting high touch points like bathrooms and lifts. Yeah, you know, escalators? Think about them things. You want to talk about a place to pick up any virus? Is put your hand, just think about, you know, for years we all put our hand on the escalator thing, right? You trying to move it up and down. Many of you would be like, ugh, and probably have for years, ugh, I'm not touching that thing. Some kid's snotty hand or, you know, something's been on there. That you want to get sick, just wipe your face after hanging on to an escalator, that little black thing. airport, you know, trams and that kind of stuff, those hold points. Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby. Those are full of Rona. The robots use ultraviolet light to kill viruses and stop them from replicating. Can you walk around when these things are under ultraviolet? So, anyway, very, very, very interesting. We're going to have cleaning robots around for years. There's going to be a whole new business in it. It's going to put janitors out of business. Samsung Galaxy. Oh, I don't want to answer that message right now. Samsung Galaxy Unpacked trailer teases 5 new devices to be unveiled on August 5th. That's going to include the Note 20, the Fold 2, the Watch 3, the Buds Plus, and the Tab S7, which none of us can afford because we've all been out of work. Or your bonus money's running out. But don't worry. Congress will be there to rescue, be able to give some extra cash here soon for those of you that are sadly maybe still unemployed. And I do feel sorry for all of you that are. I really, really do. I understand it can be beyond trying. I think my daughter got called back just for very, very part-time. Matter of fact, it's so few hours, she actually, I think, still qualifies for partial unemployment. And my son didn't get called back. Shoko didn't get called back. So anyway, yeah, they're all still, of course, Hawaii's still locked down. Yeah, they're saying all the way through the month of August, they're going to keep people out of the state. You arrive, you got to go on a 14-day quarantine. And they just had a big bump for them in numbers. Yet they're locked down. They're locked down tight. They're having less than 300 people a day come into the state. Yet they've all been locked down for months. They are locked down. They, like we were locked down in March. They're locked down still. And yet it's still spreading. Okay. How's that? Google to keep employees home until summer of 2021 amid coronavirus pandemic. So there's going to be a lot of, you know, as we head getting closer to school, not reopening in many places. Oh, my God. Parents, I'm feeling for you. You know, I've got a senior this year. I'm sure he's going to do fine whether they go back to school or not. He'll do his classes at home. But there's been this massive, massive, massive rush for people to form homeschool groups. Homeschool stuff has exploded. So if you think about this for a second, you've already got state tax coffers impacted incredibly hard. Hawaii is massive. They're one of the hardest hit states in the country. So you're going to have parents that rightly don't want their kids to go back to school. So they're going to homeschool them for the very first time ever. Those kids are, if they do open the schools back up, guess what? The schools don't get anything. They don't get the money that those kids, when you sign that little form that everyone has to send back to their school every year, that they turn in so they can get their state. At least that's the way it is in Hawaii here in Michigan. You sign this little form that says, yes, my kid's going to school at your school, and here's my home address. the school turns those forms in and gets cash for every kid. Well, all these kids being homeschooled, let's say 20%. And I could imagine it being 20% nationwide that will keep their kids out of school, even if the schools reopen. Schools are going to go bankrupt. You think schools are going to be able to survive this with the teachers' unions? Teachers are going to get their pay? There's no way the teachers are not getting paid. They're all, it's a contract, right? Even, and they're going to be in classroom, if they're in the classroom teaching kids, or they're going to be at home teaching kids, whatever the thing may be, they're going to be earning their paycheck. And the schools are going to get less money. Schools are a business in many states. That might be a public school and get public funding, but they still have to be able to balance the budget. So there's going to be a whole bunch of other people that are not going to get called back to schools. All the cooks, all the teacher's assistants, all the special needs assistants, all that stuff is going to be gone. This is going to change public education forever. And I don't know if public education has been broke for a long time. Is it going to be worse? When you have companies like Google saying, hey, we're going to keep our employees home December of 2021. Okay, so all those people that work were relying on healthcare from Google. Their kids are going to school. They're going to be home now. It's changed everything. It's changed everything. What say you? How are you going to cope if you have kids at home and your kids don't go back to school? How are you going to handle that? Because a lot of states, kids are not going back to school. I think California's already said nope. So I want to show you something that popped up on my screen today. For those of you watching, this is an article over at Bloomberg that I wanted to talk about. And the Bloomberg title of this article is Zuckerberg to tell Congress Facebook success is patriotic. And it was something to do with, if you suppress us, you're letting the Chinese win. But I have to pay $1.99 because I've already used up my free views for the month. But I'm not going to be able to link to this article or talk about it because I've got to pay. That's not in the budget. I haven't run out of New York Times free. Oh, actually, I have. And I don't know how because I haven't watched any news this month. But there's another one here. Jeff Bezos cast in a role he never wanted. Amazon's DC Defender. No credit card required. Sign up today. Well, here's another one. We're not going to talk about it. The link's not going to be in the show notes because I can't get to it. Oh, let's go to Wall Street Journal. Hey, look at this. Wall Street Journal, I'm good to go. Police request for Google user location history faces new scrutiny. Geofence warrants are staring down their first legal challenges, and good for them. Specifically, if you live in a couple of states. Criminal defendants in Virginia and San Francisco are disputing geofence warrants, which authorities can use to scan geographic areas and time periods for suspects through user location history stored by technology companies. As these motions await arguments and potential decisions as soon as August, New York lawmakers are pushing legislation to ban the practice, as well as defund the police and everything else. You know, gun sales are record numbers. Police turned in both cases to Google, which says the number of such requests grew 1,500% from 2017 to 2018, an additional 500% from 2018 to 2019. The search and advertiser giant created a special process to fulfill the warrants, but has raised concerns the demands made by law enforcement invade privacy. Private advocates fear that compliance by Google could lead authorities to seek similar data from fitness trackers, ride-sharing apps, and other companies if more of these businesses begin to store granular location histories to their home, their products, and services. Turn your... Okay. I have no criminals listening to this show. We're all absolute, outstanding, very good citizens of our respective countries. We don't go around doing anything like robbing people, right? But it seems those that do are stupid enough to leave their location data turned on. So the police are able to get all kinds of information. So I know that it can be abused, but if it's a proper warrant signed by a judge, then I think that this location data is, you know, probably doing well in getting some of those that are, you know, less inclined to follow the law to be arrested. You know, proximity of you. Yes, you were around this house at this time on this day. And oh, by chance, that house was robbed. Oh, and we got a warrant for your house because of this location data, and we found some of that stuff. I'm sure that has been used a lot. So, but it is unclear how many companies comply with these police demands. I would say probably all of them. I would think so. But anyway, a little bit of an interesting article in the Wall Street Journal. I'm being a little bit tongue-in-cheek tonight. I apologize. But if you live in India, yes, if you live in India, you have a little bit of skills, and I use the word S-K-I-L-L-Z, skills, you can be a hack for hire. Yes, a hacker for hire. And there's a good article from Mint about how someone in America is hiring Indian hackers to do hacking against companies and collecting information. So, hack for hire, the targets are varied. Corporate employees, politicians, and even ex-lovers sometimes. And what an offer is often low level. Email passwords, access to social media accounts. So, you hear about this lady in here in Michigan, right? She was pretty pissed. I thought it was fake when I saw it initially. But there was a lady that poured a couple gallons of gasoline in the back of her boyfriend's Jeep or some SUV. And then she had one of those, you know, one of those click, click fire starters, you know, the ones that you use to light your grill and that type of stuff. I guess she didn't understand vapors and how gasoline is so flammable. But she clicked the button, leaned into the car with her face at the same time, and it blew up and blew her out. Up against the vehicle. It's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting video. And she got up and collected her evidence, but she's been arrested for arson. But yeah. boyfriend, girlfriends, ex-wives, they get very pissed off and do all kinds of stuff. So, you know, that gal that burned up her boyfriend's car, she may have been, well, a little more invested in hiring a hacker out of India to get her boyfriend's email account, social media stuff. Hey, Dan, how are you? So anyway, this is a pretty good article talking about what's going on out of India and people being hired to be hackers. All right, final article. We talked about this already, so I don't have to go through that again. It was about election officials. Now, let me go ahead and back up here. Did we have any comments? July 16th. When was the last show? Oh, I think that fits the narrative. I think so. Yes. So, got an email from Rob. He said, after you spoke of interesting mask you saw someone with this mask in our town recently. I've got to show this. This is fantastic. And it's, oh, come on, it's showing in a weird, okay, so it costs, oh, $13, fantastic. And it's got, here it is, this is what it is. Please, 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 one of you, I'm going to provide this link in the show notes. Please, one of you buy this and wear this to town. I think every Geek News Central listener, I'll have the link up in the show notes. It's $13. We can get a lot of mileage out of this. We can have a lot of fun. It's a cosplay steampunk plague doctor mask bird peak prop. it probably is better than a regular mask that you buy that, you know, lets all the air through. But this thing is awesome. So, yeah, one of you, please, or two of you, buy this and then send the video. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I'd have the guts to wear this, to be honest with you. It'd be fun to get the reaction, especially if you were like going to the grocery store or Walmart or someplace like that. If you could actually see out of this thing, it would be even better. And you could put a mask on the mask. You could put a mask over the beak of this and have all kinds of fun. But anyway, I think that's all I've got for email. Let me go back and look and see if there was anything else. So, Rob, that was the find of the day, my friend. And I want to thank Rob also for sending over some ideas for a theme song. And yes, Rob, I'm in Coldwater, Michigan, and it's a bit of a haul for you, my friend. Rob's in Canada, so yeah, a little bit of a drive. Okay, let's get out of here. Hey, everyone, thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the family. Thanks for allowing me to have a few days off without any complaints. And as always, you can send your email comments to geeknews@gmail.com. It's been my pleasure to bring you the show. Be back with you Thursday for another podcast. Back on track, back on schedule, nothing else to do. And at least until Hawaii decides it's going to allow me not to have to do a 14-day quarantine, I'm not going anywhere. So everyone take care, and we'll see you next time here on the Geekness Central podcast. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.